And welcome into KOZY and Rapids Radio as we are talking about 100 plus women who care. I have Mary Ives and Lisa Randall with me representing the organization. How are you guys doing today?
Appreciating the sunshine, of course.
Yes.
And then we're here to share our story.
Well, Mary, we'll start with you because I know you have a little bit of a background on this. For somebody who maybe doesn't know what this all is, can you kind of give us a little bit of a background on what this organization is doing?
Well, I thought it was interesting to learn a little bit about the history. And so I had no idea that this was started in 2006. That's a long time ago. And it was organized by a wonderful woman in November of 2006 in Jackson, Michigan. And she actually created this because she was trying to get enough cribs for people having babies with not enough money to have a nice little area for the child to grow up there. And she was just thought through the whole process. If you can keep the price low enough and invite enough people, you can raise a lot of money in a short amount of time. So she was the one who started. And then the concept started, of course, spreading. And there was quite a few chapters in the United States before we got connected. Mm-hmm. We got connected just last year, wasn't it? You started earlier. Mm-hmm. Tell us when you started.
So the conversations originally started in the community. I know it was pre-COVID, so maybe 2018, 2019. Yeah. The pastor at the Methodist Church, Jim Cresselius's sister, lives in Indiana, and she was participating in a group like this. And he brought the idea to the church and said, what do you think? Not to be a church event, but it's something that can certainly impact the community. Sure. So that's where the conversations first started. And he got a couple other pastors involved. So there were a few, there's probably 20 of us who originally had those conversations. And then COVID hit. And it never really got off the ground. Mm-hmm. But it always kind of stuck with us about getting this back going. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I had contacted Mindy Nuring at the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation. I said, hey, Mindy, let's get this going again. So we put together a steering committee. Well, it turns out that just days after that, I was doing some research on other communities who do this kind of event so I could learn their best practices. Turns out there was an event being held in Walker the following week. So I invited myself to that, and it turns out that one of the steering committee on that group I knew from my previous work. So she and I connected, and I went to the event, learned how it worked, invited her up to Grand Rapids to help us get this started. Well, it also turns out that one of the gals, Danielle Schirmerhorn, lived in Walker at the time that Walker got started. She happened to move to Grand Rapids in the meantime, so she's been a part of our steering committee also. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of very serendipitous how all of this has come together. And now here we are. We held two events last year, and we're on to our third event coming up on Monday, May 4th.
May 4th, you talk about everything, it's kind of like the planets align and Star Wars Day on top
of
that.
Exactly, yeah. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and these events have been so successful. I mean, it's just kind of been mind-blowing. I know that Mary brought some pictures in, and just looking at some of these pictures of the crowds. Did you kind of expect it to be this way when you started?
Well, when we first initiated, and that was also in May 5th of the first year, and we thought that we could maybe fill one of our event center rooms, which would be about 100 people. And we thought that'd be wonderful. We could raise $10,000, and it would work well. We beat that goal, so that was very positive for us. And then because we did that, when we set up for the next one, we said, well, if we could do that many, we might be able to do more, like 150 people. And we made 170 people.
Wow.
So we really did expand from one date to the next. And it was interesting because a lot of the people who were at the first one returned, but we got lots of new ones. It was almost 30% of the room were all new people, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That is impressive. And so kind of going back to maybe the little bit of the background for people who are looking towards maybe this event on May 4th, what is kind of the background concept of, obviously you're raising money, but the 100 plus women, let's start there. Where does that idea stem from?
So it stems from the woman in Michigan thought, okay, I want to raise $10,000. I could ask 10 of my friends for $1,000, or I could do 100 friends or 100 community members with $100. And $100 makes it much more affordable for the average person who may not have $1,000 or certainly $10,000 to give. So that's how it started, and that's where the 100-plus women comes from. So we invite 100 women, and each one of them donates $100. And in return, they receive what we call a ballot, or it's a ticket. And then how it works is each of the donors can nominate a nonprofit who is close to their heart, with the premise that it would not be a staff person, so staff cannot nominate their own organization. And then we literally draw from those nominations. We draw them out of a hat, and we draw three nominations from that. Those three organizations should be prepared with a spokesperson. There again, not a staff person. It could be a board member. It could be a volunteer, that kind of thing. Prepared to speak 3 to 5 minutes talking about that nonprofit and the impact that they have on the community. After those three presentations, then each donor takes their ballot and literally gets to vote. And the top vote getter, who has been vetted, we go through a vetting process right there as nominations come in. That top vote getter is the recipient of the donation.
Wow. It's almost like the pressure's on in that 3 to 5 minutes for some of those organizations.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. And last year we had kind of a unique thing happen, and it was unexpected, mm-hmm. And we were already in the process of getting the winner, and we had a person anonymously say, I would like to meet that donation with my gift. And so it was doubled what we anticipated, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we were able to do two last year, mm-hmm. Yeah, which was exciting.
So at our first event in May, our goal was 100 people, and we had 160-some people who donated a total of $17,000. So the first event in May, that $17,000 went to Advocates for Family Peace, and how appropriate when it's a women's, typically a women's organization, that's where that inaugural donation went. And then in October, we raised $18,000, and that went to KAXC Community Radio. And with a generous, exciting twist of generosity, that match of $18,000 went to the second vote getter that night, which was the Itasca County Care Fund. So it's only a 90-minute event.
And that was a cancer.
Itasca County Cancer Care Fund. Right. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So in 90 minutes, so that's quite the generosity from the community.
Yes.
I mean,
that's a
lot of $100 bills coming through the door.
Yes.
And you know, it's not really just the city of Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. Even our name says the county area, so Itasca. And we did have people coming from many, many different communities, and we welcomed them. And it's a good chance for us to meet each other, too, in different communities. Mm-hmm. And it has lots of positives.
And we'd also like to, we have people attend from, like Mary said, from around the area. We've also had inquiries from the Big Fork area to possibly get a group started up there, or in Jacobson, or whatever other communities. If anyone is interested in bringing this to their community, we would love to share what we've learned and how we can help them get their own program like this going on in their community.
Well, it just, I think, speaks volumes of, you know, Itasca County and the community as a whole to have this many people continue to grow and to donate and to think of these organizations who could use these funds to help benefit the community. Just seems, it's a little bit mind-blowing.
And coming from the nonprofit arena myself, what else or another option that this provides is it's an unrestricted donation. So the organization receiving it doesn't have any parameters around it like many grant opportunities say this is what you can spend the money on, and that's the only thing. What's really a significant piece to this too is it can also serve as match dollars. to other grant opportunities that those organizations are looking for. So it can double the impact in so many different ways. And it really brings together a spirit of generosity in that room full of these generous people with that kind of a heart is a very exciting opportunity. It also, at $100 twice a year, offers the opportunity for anyone at any income level to participate. I have a friend who's on a low income, and she was saving $20 a month so that she could be a part of the effort. So it can happen for anyone.
That is so cool that you can take part in this of any level. And like you mentioned, with people wanting to take part, how do they do that? If they want to be a part of this and they want to show up and whatnot, what's kind of the protocol to do so?
So registration starts at 5 o'clock. And in typical fashion, there are people who come early. And sometimes that social time of just that 30 minutes prior to the program starting is a high energy, generous, exciting spirit of community. So the program starts at 5:30, and by 6:30 we are complete, and we invite people to stick around at Timber Lake Lodge for some cocktails or dinner, and just continuing with the fellowship that takes place with such a positive spirited audience and group of people.
And we do actually feed people that come too. It's kind of a spirit of having meal together as well. And I've seen a lot of people meet people that they've never known before. And that's really important to us too, because we want that to spread. And it's different age groups and different communities, and it's some church people, some business people, you know, it's community. So I think it does a lot for the community as well as for the nonprofits.
And we do have sponsorships that cover the expenses. I hate to say who they are because I might get it wrong, but obviously Timber Lake Lodge is generously donating the space for us and some other services for us. And then we have Paul Bunyan Communications, who is our headline sponsor for this next event. I don't want to miss anyone else or get any mistakes, so I won't mention any of the others. But so the donation, all of the donation goes to the organization because we have these sponsorships that cover the expenses. And the rest of us, or the steering committee, which is, you know, 10 or 12 of us, we're all volunteering our time for it.
And you know, we do talk a lot about the attendees, but there are people who cannot make the date or the time, and they can still send their donation in, and donations are already coming for this one. So,
And Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation is our fiscal sponsor, so all the donations go through the community foundation.
As you continue to talk about it, it's just the community continues to grow. So many different aspects of the community coming together for this. And again, somebody, you know, if somebody's hearing this, they want to participate. You said Timber Lake Lodge, May 4th. You just come out and enjoy the community and fellowship, and you get to give back. And we spoke a little bit about this off the air. I mean, we're talking about the generosity of so many people in this, but as you mentioned, you get a vote, but it could not even be the like nonprofit that you maybe voted for.
It often isn't.
Yes.
And so just the generosity of knowing that it doesn't really matter, you know, it's going to a good cause regardless, is just that's fantastic to have something like this. And is there any place that on, I think you have Facebook page, all of that, that people could check out as well?
You can find us on Facebook at 100 Plus Women Who Care Itasca Area. You can also get more information from the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation.
Awesome. Well, is there anything that we missed today?
Why can't men give $100?
That is a good question. Or can they? What?
We do call ourselves 100 women. It doesn't mean that a token man like Marcus couldn't join us, because we'd love to have additional people. And especially if a men's group wants to get their own group started. We'd certainly absolutely welcome that opportunity to help a similar group to do that.
I think that should be a goal for the guys out there to get something going. Gotta see. But you know, and it all benefits such a great cause. Well, Lisa and Mary, I appreciate you coming in and talking about this, and it should be a fantastic event coming up on May 4th.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for the time.